Going to receive the offering this morning.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Good morning, church family. I'd like to wish all of our mothers happy Mother's Day. And I want to give a little special honor to the mama of my babies and the buck in my shout. Pastor Lacey, I thank you for your word this morning. It was, forget not all his benefits. This is going to be a little different. I don't know if you want to call it a message or it's more of a personal testimony. And I consider you all my family. I know we probably have listeners online, and I thank you for being here. But this one's a personal one for our family. And what I got this morning is I want to read from Psalms 37, and I want to make this personal. This is my testimony. I can tell you the truth because I stand here today. I mean, you guys look at me today, but you don't know the life that I've lived. You don't know the life that we've lived. And I want to give you just a little glimpse into the goodness of God. And that's what this is about. Psalms 37, verse 1 through 6. And this psalm is about, it's a psalm of David. It's the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. So David knew that God has the power to take care of those who are striving to do right and their families. He trusted in God and his promises. And that's what this is about for me. I trusted God and his promises and striving to do right, and he took care of my family. And verse 1 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." And I want to give you a glimpse into that in my life. Because verse 5 said, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, that he'll give you the desires of your heart." And the desire of my heart was, when I met my wife, when we got together, we discussed that this was our personal testimony, our life. It may not apply to everyone here because it may not be your desires, but our desire was we wanted a big family. We came from families that were kind of large, and then we wanted a family. And I said, if we start to begin to have a family, we have children, I never want you to work again. I want to be the provider. I want you to be able to be home and raise our children. I want a stable home and environment. That's just what we desired. Now, we put that before the Lord, and I want to put up a picture. CJ's got it there. This was 1991 when me and my wife got married, which in July will be 33 years ago. I had hair then. This was in July when we got together. We weren't in the Lord. We were married, but we were and a family of probably a little bit of godliness in our families. We knew of God. And in March, so that was July, March 91, before our wedding, we did get baptized in 91 on March. So like I said, we got baptized, got together, got married, all under the church at that point. And we desired to have a family. So we started to carry our life out. And then in verse 16 it says, "A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked." So if you listen to that carefully, a little that a righteous man has. So I can tell you, when you decide to have a big family, you're not going to have a lot of wealth all the time. So the next picture is our family as we began to blossom. And you can see it was kid after kid after kid after kid. Now, you don't see, there's three up there that are in heaven. We had three miscarriages. So she had 9 pregnancies. you see us today, so if you ever see my wife kind of a little bit, get up a little hard at times, she's had 9 pregnancies. But it's been a desire that we had, and God met it. And what I'm here to tell you about today is the faithfulness of our God. When we came to church, we learned about tithing, we learned about offering, giving, being around the family of God. We always gave. From the beginning, we always gave. We never stopped giving. I'm 53 this coming May, next week, and I've never stopped giving all those years, 33 years. And this is just not to brag on me, not to boast on me. I'm bragging on our God and his faithfulness. I hope you can see that. I could tell you stories that would blow your mind. I don't think there's enough books we could write about all that God's done in our lives. But I feel it's a point that I need to release it. I need to tell you way back from the beginning what God's done to us. You see us here, but you don't see what he did. I mean, we raised 6 kids. We couldn't do everything that other people did, but that was our desire. God met it. And my wife never worked. Ever worked. He provided for us all the way through the 33 years. She only works today because she desires working in the library. It's not because I need her finances. God's just been faithful. Our lives, we had never once did we ever pay over $600 a month for a house rent. Ever. Never. Our whole life. Sometimes it was $150 a month. Like, it's just unheard of. People will say to me today, like, you're crazy. That's not true. It was, because our God was faithful. He did things with favor to us that he may not have done to others. They weren't believing like we were believing. I dedicated everything. God, I want to do this. I want her to be able to raise our kids. I don't want her to have to work. You make a way for us. And he always came through. Every single time. No matter what the need was, he always met it. He was there. And I can't give all the glory to just me or whatever. You can say whatever you want to say, but there were people along the way through our lives that just blessed us. And it was just God using them as tools. I don't look at it at all, well, that was your mom or that was your dad or this was your uncle. No, it was God's faithfulness and his favor on us. So we're at picture 2. And then I want to read verse 18 through 20 something. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and the days of the famine they shall be satisfied. So that verse I want to quote, in the days of famine you'll be satisfied. So there were days that we didn't have a lot. But God always met the need. He always satisfied us. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemy of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Again, we never stopped giving. I'm not tooting our horn. I'm just saying that we were faithful. There was times when I didn't have a job and I stayed faithful. Whatever I got increase on, I gave to God. I always give back to him. I didn't know all the truths I know today about the abundance and the blessings. And I don't know what it would have been if I'd known all that. So I hope you guys all grasp it. These young couples that are getting married, please grab a hold of this, because it will take you all the way to your days with the Lord. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God was happy with my desire, our desire. He met it. He just took care of us. And 24 says, though he fall, and we have fallen sometimes and still do, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And the Lord surely has held us. Number 25, this is the key verse. I have been young, way back on that picture. Now I'm older. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. We were never homeless. We were never begging. God never let us be without my whole life. Yes, he deserves it all. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. And I can testify about my life because I was young, now I'm old, and I can see his faithfulness throughout my whole life. And God is faithful to his word. And the last picture here I want to show you is just to prove this to you. This was our last child dedication of Emily that Tammy's holding. That to the right of Tammy is my mother, and that's my grandmother that were there at that time. So I just want you to see that we gave our children to the Lord, and we gave our lives to the Lord. We served him all of our life, 33 years, and he's never failed us, never failed us. They may not all be where we want them to be, but God's promised us that they will be, so I still stand on that. He sees this today. He's seen it all the way through. He sees the future. He's just an amazing God. And I want to encourage you today to be faithful. 33 years, you just got a glimpse through my life. And I can stand here today and tell you, our God never failed us through it all. And he met the desire for us to have 6 children. Would have been 9 on this earth because we would have done it. And he met every need, always took care of us. And today we're more blessed. We have a home now that's not even have a mortgage anymore. I have no payments on my house. I mean, there's people that don't have any of this and they're paying for their houses today. A lot of you probably are today. And I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just telling you that God honored our faithfulness and he's such a faithful God and you could never, ever outgive him. I've given more now than I've ever given, and he's still abundantly blessing, still pouring out his love and caring for us and meeting all of our needs. So I hope this message today of my testimony encourages you to be faithful in your giving, faithful in your tithes, because I know today if I had been more abundantly, that he would have been more abundantly, because I can't outgive him, and you can't outgive him. Try him, he says, and prove that his word's true. I tried it. 33 years I tried it, and I'm still going, and we're still going. Tammy, I love you, and you've been a wonderful mother to our children, and I'm so, so blessed to be your husband. And I thank God that I had a godly mom that taught me some things. My grandmother in that picture taught me some things. Her mom along the way, they're not with us anymore, but I love them all. And one day we're all going to be united. It's going to be an awesome day. So at this time, could our ushers come and we can give to the Lord? If you're online, they'll give you ways to give up here. Thank you guys for listening to my testimony. I hope it's encouraging to you. I did not mean this to be a boastful message. I just wanted to show you 33 years God's been faithful. He's never let me down, and he's carrying me on into the years to come. I don't know what he has in store for us, but it's exciting, and he never fails us. I'm still faithful, church. I'm still trusting him, church. He will not fail me, ever. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for this offering today. I thank you for your ever faithfulness to us. Even in the times when we may fail you, you're still there. You're still loving. You're still providing. You're still making ways. I thank you for all that you're doing at New Freedom Church. I thank you for the seed that's being sown today into good ground. You're going to multiply it. You're going to build your kingdom. I'm so excited for what you have in store for us ahead. I pray your blessings upon this, and I pray your blessings upon your people. And thank you for your never failing, ever, always faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. What a good word.
Well, there's nothing. Here's the thing you need to realize: when God is moving on someone's life and they have a testimony, there's nothing the enemy can do and there's nothing that man can say. When you have a testimony and you've seen the Lord and His faithfulness time and time again in your life, it just encourages you and it even gets you to the point where you can believe for others. And that's exactly what that testimony did. Lord, do it again. Do it again. Grab a hold of that truth of the steadiness and faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Welcome, New Freedom family. Welcome online. It's a blessing to have you here. But I want to tell you something. God is just as much faithful today as He was 33 years ago. Amen. What He did for one, He'll do for another. It's a great day today in the house of God, and I'm encouraged to see your faces today because I know what God has for you, because He's faithful, and His word is true, and it shall come to pass for each and every one of you. Amen. There's promises in here that you may not even know about that the Lord is already working on your behalf just because you're faithful. Did you know God can move? God moves off of faithfulness in you, whether you know exactly the way it's going to look. Amen. Whether you know how it's going to turn out, as you're faithful to God, God sees that. He knows that, and He's moved by that, and He has wonderful things for you. Well, today is Mother's Day, and I tell you, I know it's a man-made day, but God has done something and imparted to mothers and women and females that the world would want to put a label on, would want to define a certain way, or put it in a certain box. But God has ordained something in women that man has no understanding on. Man cannot put a grasp, I'm saying mankind, cannot put a grasp on the goodness of what God has created through women and through mothers. And I want to encourage you today. Today's going to be an awesome day because why? The Lord has made it, number one. And number two, God has ordained women to be and to live and has gifted and imparted to them truths that literally establish the family, establish the marriage, and establish children in such a way men cannot articulate and cannot process in this realm because it was designed by God and ordained by God for the female to live out and to produce this area. And this is what I want to talk about today. And it starts very early in Genesis. But I want to just get on the inside of you how you see mothers and how you see women in society is not how God sees it. It's not based off of what you see. It's defined by God Almighty. And when you understand that, you can take that for yourself and you can take that in situations in creation that God has created man and women and children to be the way He ordained them to be, whether man agrees with it or not. See, the world doesn't always agree, and the world tries to take a portion of God or an element of God and try to define it their way. And you can't do that. God has already defined His plans and His purposes for man and women and mothers and fathers, okay? It's already ordained. It's already set in order by God Almighty. And when you understand how God set it in order, then you get in the flow of it and the blessing and the provision and the understanding and the wisdom follows suit. And that's what I'm believing for you today is to understand how God ordained mothers and God ordained females in society, not based off of what mankind in the world has defined it as. Can you say amen? Amen. Because it's way better than what man can ever come up with. Amen. It's way better. So here we go. Today is a day set aside and it's very thoughtful. But God is very specific for mothers. He has defined it. And we're going to go to Genesis to help bring clarity to this. Because society looks at the fruit, but God deals with the root. God has placed inside of women, inside of female, the ability to be a mother. And I want to tell you something. What you define mother as is not the same definition as what God defines mother as. Because Eve is the mother of all the living, the Bible says. And that word mother in Genesis 3:20, it says, Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of the living. And that word mother there is the definition for that is the bond of the family, the connecting force in the family. So a mother, on this Mother's Day, you're going to realize that your mother, or if you are a mother or want to be a mother, you have an ability on the inside to bond the family together. And that's what a mother has the ability to do. And dad, love the dads, I'm a dad, but there's things that I cannot do that God has ordained the mother to do. And that's why there's a father in a marriage, there's a mother in a marriage, and that's what produces children. Why? Because there's two, and we'll get to Father's Day, so dads, just relax. Today's Mother's Day. But you need to realize that God ordained the mother to bond the family together. And that's a difficult in the natural eyes. It's difficult to bring a man into the picture and have children together. And when you bond something together, that means you're taking something on this side, something on this side, and you're causing it to come together and stay together, to bond together. And if the two parts do not stick real well or have difficulty, the mother has the ability within the family to bring a bonding agent to connect the family together. And it's a powerful spiritual truth that when we get a hold of it, it changes everything. And I want to encourage you mothers out there, you've been through hell sometimes trying to bring that bonding agent to the family home. Why do I say that? Because not everybody comes to the family home. The children don't automatically just flow right in and they're perfected. No, there's emotion, there's feelings, there's misunderstanding, there's struggles, there's all these things that the world is portraying, and the mom is there to be able to bring the children together and show them and guide them and direct them into the things of God, to bring understanding for them to be able to bond with God Almighty themselves. It is a powerful spiritual truth what mothers do inside the home. And the world doesn't understand it. And even fathers don't understand it. But the Word of God is very clear. Eve is the mother of all living. So what is living inside the family unit, it's up to the mother, bonds that together, establishes that. And you say, well, what in the world is the father's job? We'll get to that next month on Father's Day. But if we can truly take a step back and understand that the mother takes care of the home out of desire and love, not out of duty. See, the world puts mothers in a duty. You need to do this. You have to do this. This is your job. They put a physical element to it. But God has ordained it on the inside through His love for mothers to desire to raise children, desire to bond emotionally with their children. And us dads, we try to bond. We do the best we can. But there's something ornate in women that they can bond to their children like nobody else can. Nobody can bond to your child, mothers, like you can. And you say, well, I haven't been the best mom. That's not what God said. God's not putting a judgment on you. He's not putting a level on you. I'm explaining to you what God has placed in you, the blessing that you are, and that you are to your children and to your family. This is Mother's Day, and there's not enough that goes on for mothers and really what they truly do inside the home and inside the family. I can't give enough information up here in a service, in a day, in a week, in a year, for what goes on and what God is doing with inside mothers to bring that bonding agent inside the home. So kudos to you moms, but I want to encourage you, even dads, to understand that your wife has a significant part to play inside the family home. And it's powerful, and it's spiritual. And when we understand that, we'll make room for that. Because when you make room for what God wants to do and what God has ordained, that's where the blessing is. And that's what I'm believing for each and every one of you, to be able to see that mothers have an intricate part within the home. See, a man's ability to connect is from his mother. Watch this now. Man has to leave his father and mother and be cleaved to his wife. It doesn't say the daughter has to leave father and mother and be cleaved to her husband. Why is that? Because women already have the ability, amen, from God. They're not leaving. They are already established in God's design as a mother to raise kids and develop in the home. But notice what happens with men. Because it says, must leave their father and mother and be cleaved. I don't think you that word cleave. When you understand this, that word cleave is to cling or adhere to and be joined. It's very similar to the bonding agent that a mother already has on the, that females already have on the inside of. And I'm not downing men, but men need help. Men need a mom, and then men need a wife. And you're going to see, I'm going to prove to you. You can look at me all funny if you want to, but why do men, why do guys, males, have to leave their father and mother and be cleaved to their wife? Why do they need a helpmate, the Bible says? Why is that? Because what the wife and the woman has is a blessing to the man. And the man needs that. And that's what mothers already have on the inside of them. Even before you're a mother, you were made that way. Women were made that way to be able to take care of, to see, and to bond things together. Even if they seem out of order, women have a way of bonding things together. I don't understand it all. I've been studying this, but I still don't understand it all. Why? Because God hasn't given it to me. He's given it to women to be that helpmate, to be that bonding agent. So it says, man has to leave father and mother and cleave to their wife. Cling to, adhere to, and be joined to. See, mothers keep everything living together. Why do you think mothers have such a great job taking care of the home? It's not because it's their job. It's because God has blessed them with the ability to see things that men can't see. To see things, to see details in situations. I've been married, it'll be 22 years in November. 22 years. And there's so many things that I miss that my wife can see. Not that I'm oblivious sometimes, but not all the time. But she's able to see things and details of things and emotional things that I can't see. She's my helpmate. She's the one there to support, to stand in the gap, to stand in the place, to help fulfill what God has for me, for her, and for our family. That she's bonding our family together. That's the wife's and the mother's ability to stand in that place. And nobody else can stand in that place. You hear what I'm saying? A counselor cannot stand in that place. A teacher or society or money or anything else that is placed inside the family cannot stand in the place that only the mother can stand. And guess what? A grandmother had it for a season when she raised her kids, but now it's the wife, the next generation, that stands in that place. And that's important, and I'm not going to get into that fully today, but it's important. It's vitally important. Genesis 2:18 says, and the Lord God said this, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. It is not good for man to be alone. Why is it not good for man to be alone? Because the details, the emotion, the bonding agent that God has placed in women is needed for man to be successful, for man to flourish. I'm not going to get into it, but when God made Eve, he made Eve out of man. So man was limited. Man was not fully complete because he was missing his rib. And as I was praying into that, the Lord revealed to me, what do? Ribs protect the heart. And I just started meditating on that. And the Lord started speaking to me. The Spirit of God started speaking to me that a wife has the ability to protect the heart of her husband. And she's the only one that can be fit in that place. No one else can fill that rib that's missing except for the wife. And that's that mothering instinct, not to be a man's mother, not to be a mother to a husband. I don't mean it that way. But the ability to bond together what man is missing. It's a powerful truth, church. And people don't talk about this, but when you understand how God ordained things, you get clarity and it brings blessing. It's not that man is here and women is here. Comparable, the Bible says. Let me read it out of the Amplified. And this may mess people's thinking up. This may mess certain denominations and how they view the family unit. Amplified, Genesis 2:18. Now the Lord God said, it is not good, beneficial, sufficient, or satisfactory for a man to be alone. It is very difficult for a man to live alone his whole life and have total fulfillment. I know he can get fulfillment from God. But there's things in man that a wife fulfills, brings sufficiency, and is satisfactory and beneficial too. I will make him a helper, one who balances him, a counterpart who is suitable and complementary for him. Suitable and complementary. You mothers out there, you wives out there, you are suitable and complementary to your husband. But if you do it based off of the world, they look at it like this. But in God, it's like this. And we have to see it that way. It's not a level this way. It's a completing this way. It's a bonding together. It's a covenant together under Almighty God that brings completion, that brings sustenance, that brings balance. There is so many times where I've had a desire to say something, believe a certain way, share a certain way, say something. And my wonderful wife has balanced me out on my thought patterns and how I was getting ready to share something a certain way. Do you understand what I'm saying here? It's not that my wife is just some afterthought that God brought along just to help me out and lift me up. That's not it. My wife came and fulfilled my rib and is protecting, watching over, and helping the two of us fulfill what God has for us. It's not a one or the other. It's a one. You understand what I'm saying? It's one together in God. And the blessing flows down into the children because the husband and the wife are one. But if the husband thinks he's above the wife, when it says the weaker vessel, it's talking about physical ability. It is not talking about spiritual. It is not talking about spiritual at all when they are the weaker vessel. Because I hate to say it, but there's some spiritually strong women and some spiritually weak men. You understand? It's not talking about the spirit. It's talking about the physical being the weaker vessel. But when a wife comes and she is joined together with her husband, it is strengthening and it is protecting and it is building a home, a beautiful sanctuary for children to be reared, to be raised, and to flourish. But without wife, man can't do it alone. He needs a helper. And that word helper in that scripture, get this. When I read this, it made me chuckle. The helper provides support for someone who needs help. Let me say that again. This helper that is comparable to man. In Genesis, in the beginning, God ordained man and woman. And the word helper there provides support for someone who needs help. Thank you, Jesus. Every man here, every husband here that's married should look at their wife and say, thank God you're a part of my life because I need help. Men need help. Not control, not authoritative, but come alongside. Walk together, work together, live this life together. Amen. You are a complement, wives. You are a complement to your husband. Amen. Whether they see it or not, whether they fully understand it or not, you complement your husband. You strengthen him. You fulfill the areas that he needs help in. Even electronic areas. Even understanding social media. These areas that we struggle with, not only naturally, but even emotionally. There's areas where I, as a father, want to connect with my children, but I just don't know how, but my wife knows how. She knows how to bond things together. She is the bonding agent within the home. And it's powerful because we can view things, man, a certain way. But when we have the gentleness of our spouse that comes in and can see the full picture, it's a powerful truth. And it seasons us men to be able to see things differently, to have compassion. And I say this not, the Lord blesses the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying? The blessing of the Lord on my wife is a compliment to me. And the blessing of the Lord on me is a compliment to my wife. Yeah. And when you get that in order, as I said, it flows downhill. It flows right into your children. When there's compliment, when there's oneness, when there's unity, there's blessing in unity. Amen. So, provide support for someone who needs help. To assist and encourage, to rescue, and to be strong. Those are definitions of a helper. Nowhere there does it talk about domestic duties. I got one amen there. Women, you better come alive. Nowhere does it talk about domestic duties. Let me read this again. Helper. A helper is not someone that is your servant. A helper is not described in Genesis as the one that just kisses the man's feet. Hear me. Spiritually speaking, women, I'm not here for women's rights to just promote women, but I'm telling you, biblically speaking, a helper, you come alongside each other. You dig the ditch together. You raise the kids together. You pay the bills together. You work together. It's oneness. You fold the clothes together. You scrub the toilets together. Amen. You have two toilets, you each take one. Amen. Work it out. My wife's grandfather, he's going to be with the Lord, but he told my wife that, what's that? He was very serious. Yeah, this wasn't a joke in his eyes. If you make your husband do dishes, he's going to leave you. And I mean, he didn't laugh. This wasn't a joke in his generation. That's how they saw it. The wife had her duties to do. If you make your man do those duties, my golly, he's going to leave you. No, I mean, we have great bonding moments cleaning the house, going grocery shopping. I'm being real with you, church. This is a New Freedom is a church that is not super spiritual where you're, you know, it's like everybody's like a robot. And you got to be real about things. And you got to be honest about the Word of God. The word helper is come alongside and support, not do the work that the man doesn't want to do. Amen. And men, it doesn't, you don't, man, I need some firewood. Get out there and split some wood, woman. It doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. If you're missing this, I hope you get it today. I cannot make it any more plain to you. The helper is the one that comes alongside and supports, assists, and encourages. We are to encourage each other, not to cut each other down. The helper encourages. How bad would it be if I'm digging a ditch and my wife has a shovel behind me saying she's helping and she's filling the ditch in? Doing the opposite of what I'm trying to do. We laugh about that, but that happens daily in marriages. You're living two separate lives, trying to do one thing, trying to raise your kids one way, and your wife's doing an awesome job over here, and us men are just blind to the fact, and we don't communicate because we're not one together. This has turned into a marriage seminar instead of a mother seminar for Mother's Day. But mothers, you do it all. You're multitaskers. You have to bond to your husband, and you bond to your kids, and you help bond your kids to your husband. Amen. Yeah. You have a big job, but God has ordained you to be able to do it. Right. Don't sit there, I can't do it. You can. Amen. God has designed you to do it. Yes. Under the anointing and under the Spirit of God, right. Not in your own power. Come on, that's it. So if it's difficult, if you're having difficulty, yield to the Lord. And ask the Lord to help you in this matter. Amen. Because that'll help you be a mother. Some people don't want to be a mother because they're scared of what it's going to be like. God already ordained you to be a mother. You females, if I need to get that straight. God ordained you to be a mother. It's in you. It's in you. Just like you have two ears, you have the ability to be a mother. Amen. Your hearing and your seeing automatically worked. When you open your eyes, you see. Yeah. Amen. Guess what? Your ability to be a mother and be a helpmate to your spouse and your ability to bond the family together and raise kids together, that is already in you. Come on. You just need to cultivate it and believe it. That's right. You got to believe it and cultivate it. Put your hand to the plow. Amen. Your testimony, 6 kids, raised them up. That was a desire, but God gave you a strong anointing to be able to finish it through. Amen. I guarantee you, every day was not a fun day. No, absolutely not. But that doesn't mean it's not able to be done. Even as a believer living out each day, not every day is going to be an exciting, fun, joyous, happy day. But you're going to get through that day. From the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get a hold of this. Helper. It's your helper to assist and encourage, to rescue, and to be strong. Get past the natural and see the spiritual. Get past what man says and what society says what a mother should be. Because my wife was able, the Lord spoke to her about homeschooling our kids, and she felt ill-equipped, to say the least. She thought, I know that's what I need to do. I know that's what the Lord is saying, but I've never done that before. But guess what? When the Lord says it, and you believe it, He's already given you the ability to do it. So she rested in the ability to do it. Not saying every day was easy. Not saying every day was fun. But the gifting and the ability and the anointing was there to finish the course. And here, how many years have you homeschooled? 11. Next week will be the end of homeschooling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will be the end for our family. So it's been years.
Amen.
It's been years and it's been a blessing. Yep. But guess what? She was able to bond together. Our children. She was able to teach them when she felt not able to do it. Why? Because God spoke it to her. And what I'm sharing with you today is God speaking to you. You mothers out there, you have the ability to be the best mom that any child has ever had. Why? Because it's already in you. It's not something you have to strive for. It's not something you have to work up. Or try to learn how to. The mothering instinct is in the inside of each and every woman. Amen. Whether you've been a mother or not. It's on the inside. It's innate. It's on the inside. Just like your heart is beating, the ability to be a mom and a mother to children is already on the inside of you.
Amen.
And when you tap into God, he reveals that to you and strengthens that truth on the inside of you. But I want you to be able to get past what the world says about a mother and what the world says about wives and what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Because people put a label on that, and it really pushes down the ability for the wife and the mother to thrive, because they're put in a position, and that's the position the world has placed them in. And that's the position sometimes men that are ignorant to the fact of God's word put them in that place. And they're in a place of suffering their whole life because of ignorance, lack of understanding. But I'm telling you, this is New Freedom Church. We're going to give you the ability to be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will break free. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it's been like, I'm telling you, today is your day, mothers. Today is your day. And from this day forward, you're going to be free in Jesus' name. You're not going to be put in a box by mankind. You're not going to be put in a box by the world. You're going to see that you are a helpmate and you're a bonding agent. You bring the family together. And God has ordained that. And what God has ordained, man can't stop. It's a law of God. And I want you to understand something. Laws can be broken by man. Laws can be shifted by man. Laws can be disobeyed by man. But it doesn't change the law. And when God ordains something, it's there for the long haul. Amen. It's not moved by society.
Right.
It's not moved by what man thinks. It's not moved by the fall of man and everything that's going on and the different, you know, rights of this and rights of that and what people should and shouldn't be doing with inside the home and how wives should be submissive and they men have women like under, you know, just suppressing them. God's law doesn't change based off of that. So I'm telling you right now, wives out there, be free in Jesus' name. Grab a hold of what God has and you bring to the table what God has given you and believe God. If your husband isn't a believer, isn't following God, believe that God's going to speak to him.
Amen.
And show him the truth of the matter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You be faithful. Don't worry, man. You got 4 weeks before I get to you. All right? Amen. Amen. But I'm believing God that you get a hold of this truth. Watch this now. This word helper is used 21 more times in the Bible. And you say, man, I don't know if I can believe that. Watch this. 21 times this word helper that defines the woman, the mother in the home, the helper, the supporter, 21 times. Guess what it is the direct equal to is how God is our helper. Watch this, Psalm 70, verse 5. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. That word helper of what the Lord is to each and every individual is the same exact word helper of who the woman is to man. So men, realize this. Your wife is a helper to you. When you are in times of need, when you are needy, when you're struggling, when you feel poor, when you don't have an answer, the wife is there as the helper to give you, to strengthen you, to empower you. Amen. The same exact word that describes women is the same exact word that describes God towards us. Powerful. Powerful. It's way beyond what the world describes as a helper. Way beyond. Because I want to encourage you, women out there, mothers out there, the very trait, the very purpose that God has towards mankind, he's placed in you, mothers. He's placed that in you, your ability to help those that are in need. Why do you think women are so compassionate? Why are they able to help little children when they need help? They see things that men can't see because God has the ability to see things that we don't see. He has the ability to come and help us in our time of struggle, in our time of help, when we're in need. It would bode well for you men to open your ears to your wives. Why? Because God's given them the ability to speak and to share with you the trait of the helper, the supporter, the one that comes alongside. Let me read that scripture again. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Man, if we can see wives in this light, how powerful it'll be. How powerful it'll be. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. That word help is the same word that describes women. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Assistance, encouragement, rescue, and strength comes from the Lord. It also comes from the wife. Pours right down into the children. God ordained wives to impart encouragement, strength, the ability to deliver and share wisdom with children, to help them through situations in life. Psalms 124:8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help, humanity, nature says our help is from the Lord. Our support is from the Lord. Same word. Same exact word. That help that God brings, the wife brings into the marriage covenant. Powerful. Very powerful. God protects, supports, and strengthens us in what He's called us to do. Do you believe that? Amen. God strengthens, supports, and protects us in what we're called to do. That's what God does. He helps deliver us and guide us and direct us. Wives and mothers protect, support, strengthen the marriage covenant and the family unit. They bond and make it cohesive. They fit it together. Remember the rib taken out of man. When that rib comes back and marriage takes place, protection, fulfillment comes into the family unit. It's Mother's Day today. It's a powerful day. I know it's man-made. But when you understand the principle that God ordained, I'm thankful every day for my wife. My children are thankful for their mother. And I'm believing today they see it in a greater light. I see it in a greater light. Stronger respect. Stronger love for what my wife has done and the places she stood in when it was difficult. You mothers have been through a lot. You wives maybe have been through a lot. God sees it. God knows it. He's your help. He's your strength. He's your support. Get this deep on the inside of you, church. Get it on the inside of you. God has placed His Spirit upon you. God has placed His anointing upon you to strengthen you. This is a characteristic of God, ordained, placed on the inside of every woman. It is not weak, but it is vital to the family unit, naturally and spiritually. At this time, I would ask for any grandmother, any mother, any soon-to-be mother, and any mother that desires to be a mother that's not a mother yet. I want you to stand to your feet right where you are. If you're a grandmother, if you're a mother, if you're a soon-to-be mother, or if you desire to be a mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I want to speak something over you. God has equipped you to be the bonding agent. This goes for you online as well. God has equipped you to be the bonding agent. To mother those He has placed in your life, biologically or not. The Holy Spirit will help you to be all God has for you to be. Every area that you feel you are not equipped in, God will make up the difference. God will make up the difference. I speak blessing right now over each and every one of you. I speak life over each and every one of you right now. I declare you are more than able to overcome every obstacle that this world throws at you. Hallelujah. You are not alone. You are not forsaken. You are loved. You are cherished. You are appreciated. In the name of Jesus, be strengthened and encouraged right now. I want each one to lift your hands right where you are. I want every man here today, every child here today, to just reach their hand out towards the one that's near them. God has a blessing on mothers, each and every one of them. Father, I thank you now in the mighty name of Jesus. What you have placed inside of each and every female, Lord God, I thank you that that life-giving power will spring forth, that wisdom and revelation of this truth will spring forth from this day forward. Lord, I declare right now in Jesus' name, thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in each and every woman's life right now in Jesus' mighty name. We forget about the past and reach forth the high calling of God that He's placed on each and every one of you. You are a helper. You are a strengthener. You are a mother to those around you. God has implanted and placed in you the ability to stand in this place. I declare it now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are victorious. You are overcoming. You are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not look back. Do not look down, but look up. Your strength is upon you. His Spirit is upon you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak life to your marriage. I speak life to your family. I speak life to your grandkids if you have them. The generations are blessed by you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and we declare it together. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing this Mother's Day upon each and every woman. Hallelujah. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you for joining us online.
This scripture has just been welling up in my spirit for the past 2 days, and after Pastor David's message, I just wanted to encourage you women, because what an awesome thing to think that we are called to be helpers to our husbands and what God has ordained us to do. It's an exciting thing, but it can be a weighty thing to think all of that is on me. So I know sitting there as a woman, I'm thinking, that's really exciting, but wow, that's a lot of pressure, right? So it's okay, women, you can be honest. So it's this scripture in 2 Peter 1. It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So He has given you all things. Say all. Say, I'm not lacking. Come on, y'all. Are y'all awake? I'm not lacking. Right. You are not lacking any one thing. And as a mother, I understand that we think, I'm not equipped. I hear all of Pastor David saying, and maybe if it was stirring inside of you, you're thinking, oh, because society has told you against that. But you must know what the Word of God says, that He's given you the ability to do. So just like what Pastor David was saying, we have the ability to help. What does the enemy try to get us to do? Tear down. The enemy always tries to get you to do the opposite. So I'm here to say, take this message this morning about being a helper, about building your spouse up, about building your children up, and don't fall into the trap of what the enemy wants you to do. Because the enemy always comes with temptation to do the opposite of what God has called you to do. Because just like Pastor was saying, the mother can bond a family together, but there's some mothers that tear their families apart. And you make a declaration, that's not going to be me, because I'm living for the Lord. I don't care what kind of family you came out of. Maybe you came out of a family that your mother was negative and all these things. You say, I'm going to be a godly mother. I'm going to be a godly wife, and I'm going to do it the way God says, no matter what my flesh says, because I owe my flesh nothing. And that's why being in the Word. But I'm here to tell you, I had many moments as a mom, and I have by no means perfected being a mother whatsoever. I'm learning every day. I get my children to the point, now I got the last one graduating high school, and then the next season comes in life. And you know, my grandmother said to me, my grandmother's 85 years old, she said, "You will never stop missing your mother. Mothers are so important to their children." And I'm telling you, we just go from season to season. And you, God hasn't given you just the ability to birth children. He's given you the ability to be a spiritual mother. Do you understand? And you're like, "I'm not a mother right now." You may not be a mother biologically, but I guarantee you're coming alongside of someone and helping them and nurturing them, because that is in your nature. I'm so tired of women saying, "I'm just not a nurse." That's a lie from the pit of hell, because you were created to nurture. You were created to love. And he's going to get to fathers. I can't wait. Maybe I should preach on Father's Day. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but listen, don't buy the lie, because women, it is time for us to rise up and take the place that God has called us to be. Families falling apart is not just a man's problem. Women, we have a part to play as well. And mothers, I'm telling you, come alongside the young children. The Bible talks about that. Come alongside the young men and women in the church and mother them and love them. We have this tendency to think they should know better, but they didn't have mothers that loved on them. Don't give them your truths. Give them God's truth. Don't give them what you think about them. Tell them what God says about them. And I'm going to tell you, mothers and young mothers, don't ever treat your children all the same. You know, I'm thankful to be a mom. I'm so thankful that the Lord entrusted me. But each child is different. Just like you were created to be unique, each child is created to be unique. And you need to ask the Lord how to love your children. You need to ask the Lord to show you, not just your children, maybe your grandchildren. And the Lord is going to bring spiritual children, because there's some moms and dads out there that are not walking with the Lord, but they need a parent. Don't give up on them. My desire was to have many more children than I had. And the Lord has been faithful to send me spiritual children. And I feel complete as he sends each one to me, because it's a desire of my heart. Amen? So don't give up on what the Lord has spoken to you. And Brother Rick was talking about the faithfulness of God. My desire was to be a mother. And many years later, I found medically it was almost impossible for me to be a mother. They couldn't believe that I had children, but God, he is faithful. So my children are walking miracles, amen? And I'm so thankful for each and every one of them and what God is doing. But moms, the hardest thing we have to do is to give our children to the Lord and dedicate them to the Lord, because we can have a plan, but God's plan is always better. And I'm telling you right now, go with God's plan. Go with his plan. But he has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Whatever the Lord is speaking to you, do not say, "I can't do it." And Pastor brought up about homeschooling. I did not want to homeschool my children, 100%. That was never my plan. And when the Lord spoke it to me, I am, and I get corrected on this, I am a teacher, praise God, by Jesus. I am a teacher by the Holy Spirit. But naturally, I am not, 100% not. But the Lord has been so faithful. And once I made that decision, I can honestly tell you how my son is graduating a year early. I did not do it. I just let the Lord plan and just listen. So whatever the Lord is speaking to you, you don't have to have the plan. You don't have to have the plan. You give it to the Lord. And he will bring the right people alongside of your children. He will bring you the resources that you have need of. But if you try to do it in the arm of your flesh, you must keep it with the armor of your flesh. So give it to the Lord. Amen. But you have everything that God, that everything you need, God has already given you. All you must do is tap into it. Stop speaking negative. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me the ability. And you're like, "But Lord, I don't have children yet." Okay, ask the Lord, where do you want me to go right now? Start preparing for the children that are coming. Maybe you don't see your grandchildren enough. That's okay. Get some spiritual grandchildren. There's plenty of people out there that need a spiritual grandma too. I promise you. My children have multiple. We moved around. You know, when you move around. So all I'm saying is, don't let this message be heavy. Make a decision to say, "I'm going to be a godly mom. I'm going to be a godly wife. I'm going to have things set in order. And I know I can walk it out even when my flesh gets irritated at my husband." I mean, I know there are are no wives in here that ever get irritated with their husbands, ever. And praise God for you all. But when you do, if you do, you make a decision to say, but I'm called to be his helpmate, and I'm called to build him up, and that's what I'm going to walk in. And we'll get to you husbands in a few weeks because you have a part two. But I'm here to tell you, you have it. And you're an amazing mother, and you're an amazing grandmother, and you're an amazing someday going to be a mother. Amen. You have it all. You just have to thank the Lord for it, because there's many of times with your children you will say, I have no idea what to do. But Lord, they are yours, not mine. So I need you to show me. There are plenty of times with your husband, Lord, I don't know what to do. But he hears from you, or he is your child, and I ask that you help me. And you let the Lord show you. And it might not just be the way you think it should be. Being a mother and a wife and being a child of God, you must humble yourself to say, I do not know it all. And then you let the Lord fill in the blanks, because he's giving you all that you have need of. If there's anyone in here, can you play some music, CJ? If there's anybody in here, because I'm feeling like if there's anyone in here that you're feeling heavy about being a mom, or you're feeling like you messed up, I don't know what it is. There's a heaviness. I want you to come up because I want to pray for you. But I also want to say that if you feel like I wasn't the godly mom that I should have been, God redeems the time. So it's nothing for you to be caught up on. He redeems the time. All you have to do is give it to him, and he will make up the difference. And you can dedicate your children, say, Lord, I thank you that you're still watching over my children no matter what their age is. Amen. So if there's anyone that needs prayer, you're desiring children, or you just feel like, I don't know how to do it, Pastor Lacey. I just don't know how to do it. I want to pray with you. And then obviously if there's people, anyone here that needs prayer for anything else. But mothers, you are such a blessing. You are such a blessing. And honestly, the coolest thing about being a mom and doing what God has called us to do as women is that we will never know the impact until we get to heaven. The person in the grocery store, the young mom that you stood up for and you helped because you're nurturing them, the young person that you just hugged them because they needed a hug and nobody's ever hugged them, the person that you believed in that no one else believed in, their mom didn't believe in them, and you just spoke that word to them. You know what I mean? You're never going to know. So I don't care where you are, just be the mom that God created, that he's given you the ability to be, you, and just ask him to help you. So Lord, I just thank you. I just come in agreement with the blessing that Pastor David has already spoken over all the mothers. And Lord, I thank you that you called, that you've given us this ability as moms. Thank you, Lord, that you've uniquely created us as women. And I thank you, Lord, that no matter what the world says, when they can't define who a woman is, it doesn't matter, because you define us as women, not the world. So Lord, I thank you for your truth. And I thank you for our husbands. And I thank you that you've made us to be one. And Lord, I just thank you for the way that you've designed us and the ability that you've given us. And Lord, I pray not just a blessing over the moms, but over the children and the husbands, and that we work together in unity. And so, Lord, I thank you right now for this time, for this message. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I thank you that you've given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. I thank you that you haven't given us assignments that we can't carry out, but that you've given us the grace to carry it out. And I thank you, Lord, that this room is full of the most amazing moms and grandmas and soon-to-be moms. And Lord, I just thank you for what you are doing in this place and in our midst. And we just glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if you have need of prayer, come forward. Moms, don't rush out. We have a gift for you. We're so blessed that you will be here. You are here. Come back tonight. We're going to have definitely extended worship. And then we're going to have the word that goes forth. Amen. So don't miss tonight. Go to your picnic. Go celebrate your mom. And come back. And get some spiritual food. Amen.